This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust, and I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's gonna be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th.
Welcome to Your Classical Storytime. I'm Scott.
And I'm Julie.
And this is a story about the dog days of summer. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us on this special day at Service Dog School. It's graduation day. I'm Wink Wagner.
And I'm Penny Fetcher. Thanks for tuning in. I just couldn't be happier to be here with you to celebrate all the dogs graduating today. They have worked so hard and achieved so much.
It's a hot one out there. We really are in the dog days of summer. It's hot enough to fry an egg on the sidewalk, but I bet the folks here would rather have their egg poached. Am I right?
Yes, I imagine they would.
I kid. Oh, you hear that? You're just in time. The music has started. The graduation ceremony is about to begin. Look who we have first here. Ludwig the Labrador.
Yes, Ludwig's person has diabetes. That means Ludwig has to work hard to sense when his person's blood sugar drops. If that happens, Ludwig will boop his nose against his person to alert them.
Boop, 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 boop. That sounds like magic. Ludwig must be a labracadabrador.
Oh, well, it might seem like magic, but Ludwig is really just highly trained. Mm-hmm. He can bring diabetes medication to his person and even help them to stand up if they fall down.
I'll be fantastic. Way to go, Ludwig. Now, while he gets his cape on, Penny, tell me more about service dog school. I mean, is it just teaching a dog to sit and roll over?
Oh, my, no. It's so much more than that. It's a lot like the school our listeners go to.
Whoa, summer school. No, thank you.
Well, service dog school goes year-round, you know.
Oh, woof.
Overnight, too. I mean, the dogs in training live here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
I guess they really let sleeping dogs lie around here.
Well, that's because every person has different needs for a service dog. So every dog learns how to support those needs. Like our next graduate, Nadia, a golden retriever.
Nadia sure is done up for the ceremony today. Look at her with her fur all washed and combed. I'll bet the paparazzi follow her everywhere.
Hey, good one. Mm. Nadia's person uses a wheelchair, and she took special classes to learn how to open and close doors, turn on light switches, and even take laundry out of the dryer.
Wow, that's amazing. How does she do all that without slobbering on it?
That's part of her training. Nadia can help with just about any household task you can imagine. She can also pick up things her person drops and even carry grocery bags.
Congratulations, Nadia. Oh, look at her go. She sure is proud. Seriously, Penny, it must be stressful to go to school all day every day. When do they get a chance to put their paws up and relax? You know, maybe go to a barbecue.
Well, service dogs do work hard. But they get plenty of time to play and rest, too. I mean, they are dogs, after all. Plus, classical music is played all throughout the building. Classical music really helps them feel calm and keeps them focused on their studies.
Right, because the dog ate my homework isn't a good excuse here.
That's right. It takes months and months of work for a service dog to graduate and get their cape. Then it's celebration time when they meet their person face-to-face and go to their new home.
What's a day like for a service dog?
Well, they can help their person do things you and I might take for granted.
Hmm.
Things like crossing the street, going to church, even the grocery store.
Hopefully they don't hit a flea market.
Yes. Radar the Red Heeler is next in line for his cape.
Ooh, Look at those ears. I'll bet he hears everything.
And it's a good thing, too, since his person is deaf. Radar will listen for the doorbell when it rings and smoke detectors when they chirp. He'll even let his person know when a car approaches.
And when the phone rings, he can check the caller ID. The dog collar?
Yeah, uh-huh.
See who's calling?
Yeah. That's right, uh-huh, yeah. Now, Radar will use his powerful ears to make sure his person is aware of important sounds. He will alert his person when someone is talking to them, and he'll even lead them to the source of a sound.
Attaboy, Radar. Say, Penny, as I watch all these dogs graduate, it makes me wonder what someone who is allergic to dogs would do if they needed a companion.
Well, that's when Puccini the Poodle is a perfect pick. Here he comes now to get his cape. Puccini's young person has an autism diagnosis and is allergic to most dogs. Since Puccini doesn't shed, he won't trigger an allergic reaction.
And poodles sure are smart, too. I asked a poodle what's 2 minus 2, and he said nothing.
Right. I remember you told that one last year.
That's a crowd pleaser.
Puccini is very smart. He'll keep his young person from wandering too far and encourage them to interact and be social. And if they start to panic or feel overwhelmed, Puccini will give gentle, calm reassurance. Sometimes he may even lay across his young person to make them feel safe.
Bravo, Puccini. And now here comes our final graduate today, Summer the Shepherd. Now, as I understand it, Summer has been in school the longest. She must have a tough job.
That's right. Summer has one of the hardest and most important jobs a service dog can get. Summer's person has seizures that happen suddenly and without warning.
Well, that sounds serious. What does Summer do when a seizure happens?
It can be very serious. A seizure may cause her person to faint and fall down.
Oh, my.
Their muscles might stiffen or shake. And then when the seizure is over, their person falls asleep.
Mm.
So Summer can wake them by licking their face and nudge them to roll over onto their back.
Well, what if they're alone? Like roughing it out in the woods.
Well, if she has to, Summer will go get help. She'll keep her person safe till help arrives. Every service dog has an important job to do, just as important as the people they help.
Ladies and gentlemen, please give a round of applause for today's graduates of Service Dog School.
Each dog has worked hard to earn their capes, and now they can go to their new homes.
It's been an exciting day to learn about service dogs and the important role they play in the life of their person. I can't wait to go over and pet each one of them and tell them how cute they are.
Actually, Wink, that's not allowed.
Wait, what?
Yep, it's true. When you're out and about and you can see someone with a dog wearing a cape, you know that that dog is working and shouldn't be distracted.
Oh, no. Not petting a cute dog is the hardest thing in the world to do, don't you think?
But you can say hello to their person and compliment their dog for the great job they're doing.
Congratulations to all the Service Dog School graduates.
Every one of them is a teacher's pet.
Hey, good one. I'm Wink Wagner.
And I'm Penny Fetcher. Thanks for joining us for the Dog Days of Summer.